countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, those of you listening who are of a more mature age may have heard of the old Irish folktale about the borrowed days of the brindled cow. The story goes that Bo Rivac, our brindled cow, boasted that not even the miserable March weather could kill her. The month of March was angry about her boasting, so it borrowed 3 days off the month of April. The bitterly cold weather continued and the cow died. The lesson? Don't complain about the harsh weather. The brindled cow breed is an ancient one. References to it date back 1200 AD in the southwest and west of Ireland. They were known as reeky cattle and were commonly kept as a placid house cow for milk and beef. But their numbers have dwindled so much that a group of farmers have got together to save the breed from dying out. Ella McSweeney went to County Longford to meet some of them.
The kettle is boiled in Noel Kiernan's house just outside Ballymahon in County Longford.
Thank you. Is this your cup, man?
That's mine, yeah.
Four farmers have gathered around a table for the first meeting of the newly formed Bo Rivac Society. This ancient, rare breed of cattle is on borrowed days, teetering on the edge of extinction. These farmers are determined to make sure that doesn't happen.
Okay, everybody, thanks for coming this morning, and we want to catch up on where we are, in particular this morning, on our DNA sampling.
Matt English Hayden from Carlow is the chairman of the society.
I got involved in it when I got some Drimmin cattle originally and came across the Boreocks and bought a couple of them. They are red animals, basically, with a black stripe running vertically along their rib cage, basically, and will be on their neck or maybe on their face as well. So we've only set up our society, the Boreocks Society, in the last year. We think it would be almost a crime to allow this breed to disappear as part of our heritage, plus the fact it's a genetic resource that may be very valuable in the future. There's a great story, but above all, I think they're good cattle.
My name is Michael O'Halloran, and I'm from Queen, County Clare. I'm a part-time farmer from Clare, and they caught my eye. They're a beautiful breed. I contacted the Irish Rare Breed Society a few years ago. They put me in contact here with the boys, and I bought two heifers off Noel about 3 years ago. They seem very hardy. The colour is amazing. They seem to calf very easily. They're surviving on the outside. You can winter them outside and they seem very placid. You can go out the field, you can scratch them. And
for you, you know, you're not just in the business of keeping these animals for fun. I mean, this is you're a part-time farmer, but you want to make money. Where do you see you can make money from this breed?
The carcass sizes have gone too big. These are a medium-sized animal. They cross very, very well. They're a terrific outcross for what's become a very intensely bred suckler herd in Ireland at the moment. It's all about our heritage. It's all about, I have a son at home, Ben, and he's fascinated by him. He goes to school, he tells his teachers about him. Like Matty said, this is the future. We can't lose the past. You know, we can't just let it slip away.
Scientists have studied the genetics of the few Bo Rivac that exist, and the evidence suggests that they may be a distinct breed, but more work needs to be done. Darren McLaughlin from Cavan is a part-time farmer and archaeologist.
Probably 3 or 4 years ago, I joined the rare breed community. I came in contact with Noel. Was initially interested in the Drimmin, but then came across the Bo Rivac and was just like so surprised to find out that this breed was there. And there was just nothing on the internet about them. Like, there was just really only the folklore.
How many are left in Ireland now?
It was really in 2016, 2017, we all sat down together and did a census and there wasn't 20 of them. So at that point, we decided to make a concentrated effort and increase the numbers. And that was when we did our first round of genomic analysis. So we decided to breed to focus on the animals that we knew were Bo Rivac.
Presumably you were taking the hair samples, sending them
DNA
to the lab.
Yeah, to Weatherby's lab. So from those 20 animals, we've increased numbers to 40, 50 at the minute.
And there's one breeder I know who was very central during the years when this breed could have really gone, and that's Jill Smith down in Carrigaline in Cork. She's still farming down there. Just tell me how important her role has been in all of this.
And Jill's a legend in rare breed circles. Like, she's been involved heavily with the Drimmin early on, and she always kept the Bo Rivac. And sometime in the 90s, I believe, she seen that the numbers were really slipping, and she took out ads in local papers, you know, do you know of any of these animals, have you seen them, and she started collecting them. It snowballed from there. Other breeders started to contribute their time to it as well.
Why do you think it is important to make sure that this breed, if it's established that it is one, survives into the future?
It's a part of our living heritage. It belongs to all Irish people, and it'd be a terrible shame for us to miss this opportunity to save them.
Fences are never permanent. Cattle just break them. And modern farms, where you have limousines especially, they just jump across them for fun.
Farmer Noel Kiernan has long been a champion of rare breed cattle. He's kept Beau Rivock for decades.
So we've come into the field. We're going to walk through them. They'll be calm enough, will they? Lots of calves there.
Yeah, they're a kind cattle. I don't find them being too aggressive or anything at any time. Yeah, we just walk on a bit.
We'll go through the gate. And there's how many did you say? 36.
We've 36 crossed. This girl here is my oldest cow, and she's one of my oldest cows, and she's showing good Boreac.
So she's a middling size. She's got a kind of reddy brown colour with patches of white, and then this kind of, for want of a better word, like tiger stripe,
yeah.
Hasn't
this,
she?
This old girl here beside the bull has very good characteristics of the breed.
Oh, look at her.
What I like about her is that she has medium-sized udder. She's an easy milker. She has twins, actually.
Her colouring is amazing. Now, how old is she?
She'd be the oldest cow. I'm sure she's 15 years, if not more.
When did you get your first animal?
I bought my first animal in Drumshambo Mart. Must be nearly 20 years ago now, off the Ox Mountains. And that cow now has bred a line of the breed.
So you went around the country looking for them?
Yeah, I was looking for cows that would suit the organic system. And I was particularly interested in cows that were of a rare breed. And I bought them and brought them home and bred from them.
Can you make money off them?
Well, I don't lose money on them because my costs are way down. They're healthy. So you don't have high vet bills. I don't use fertilizer here, so my costs are much lower. And that's helping the ecosystem. It's helping biodiversity. It's helping the ground nesting birds, which are getting scarce on farmland.
Is it fun to keep them?
Of course, it's fun to keep an animal that keeps itself. And then when you want to spend time with them, you spend time with them.
Are they fun to spend time with?
Well, that cow there.
This is the 15-year-old.
Yeah, she can be hand-milked. That's her bull calf there, which we use for bull. You can see the stripes now.
Standing by her side, yeah.
Yeah. I won't say that I spend all my days with the cattle, but as a farmer, from the practical point of view, they are enjoyable, yes, definitely.
And I suppose there must be that feeling that you're also doing something of a service
of course,
to the country here.
Of course, because I knew sooner or later that people would be knocking on my door asking me to help them out with a breed of some description. And this is where we're at.
I love those sound effects. Beautiful. Noel Kiernan in County Longford there with Ella McSweeney. The new society is very keen to hear from anyone who may have Beau Rivock cattle, or even those of you who may have stories or memories of the breed which you could share. Contact Beau Rivock Society at gmail.com and we'll tweet a link with those details at RTE Countrywide.